This characteristic alpine meadow is actually a mosaic of diverse meadow types. Certain small pieces in this mosaic are made up of Nardus stricta. The species most characteristic of this habitat is Nardus stricta and #8211, a Gramineae and #8211, but there are a great many other species there too. Nardus stricta meadows are habitats which are created when alpine meadows are pastured by cattle. It is this interaction, over thousands of years, which has led to the formation of this extraordinarily rich environment, recognized by the European Union as one of our most precious habitats. Various characteristic animals live in this specific environment. Some are not highly visible, such as snow voles. These are little rodents which live on the meadows mixed with frequent scree up to altitudes of over 3,000 meters. They are the main prey of ermine. In winter they do not hibernate but live in the layer between land and snow. Here they dig tunnels which enable them to move around easily. Thanks to its insulation ability, resulting from the air trapped within it, snow protects them from the bitterest temperatures. In the summer, marmots are commonly seen and their warning alarms heard. These are rodents, too, but large ones, weighing up to 6 kilos. They live in family units which occupy highly structured underground burrows. Each colony is usually made up of a number of families. Generally vegetarian, their diets consist of large quantities of grass and flowers without neglecting a few choice morsels like the eggs of birds which nest on the ground, including ptarmigans, when they get the chance. In winter marmots hibernate and their body temperatures go down from 35 degrees Celsius to only 5 degrees Celsius while their heartbeats go from 130 a minute to only 5. Thanks to this, marmots succeed in consuming a very small amount of energy and get through the winter without eating, making use of the fat built up over the autumn. Where there are marmots, there are always golden eagles. Symbols of the Stelvio Park, golden eagles are great predators. Females, slightly larger than males, can weigh as much as 6 or 7 kilos and have wingspans of 2 meters 20 centimeters. In summer, the eagles generally hunt marmots but do not neglect other animals such as white hares, capercaillies, and foxes. Above all, in winter, they often feed off chamois or ibex corpses. Each pair of eagles covers a territory of around 70 square meters. In the Lombard area of the park there are a dozen pairs. A further majestic bird of prey is the bearded vulture. Females weigh 5 to 7 kilos and have wingspans of up to 2 meters and 80 centimeters. Bearded vultures returned to nest in the Alps only 20 years ago after extinction, caused by man, in the early 20th century. Accused of preying on lambs and being a danger to cattle and man, they were hounded into extinction. Entirely unjustified accusations. In actual fact, bearded vultures are necrophagous, eating only the remains of dead animals with a particular preference for their bones. Given this useful street cleaning role, from the 1980s onwards they have been reintroduced to the Alps in a hugely successful international project to the extent that today, in the Stelvio Park alone and the areas around it there are 7 pairs of nesting bearded vultures. In fact, food for bearded vultures is certainly not lacking. You may very well come across ibex here. These two reintroduced after past extinction. Lower down there are lots of deer. Over the winter hundreds of these die of hunger. This may be sad but it guarantees plenty of food for bearded vultures like many other animals.